Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
I mean, you've kind of said the Fury situation, that you don't believe that that will happen.
I don't. I mean, I'm only telling you that.
But both sides, Shelley Finkel's side, yeah, and also because Frank Warren are saying,
I don't know, are they trying to push tickets for Windsor Park? Are they trying to drum up some interest in that event? They're doing a very good job saying they're going to fight Wilder. I'm just telling you that from the conversations I had with Fury when we were talking to him about working with him, it ain't happening. Unless something has dramatically changed where he's gone out against Sefa Seferi and gone, do you know what, I'm back, which, like, it's impossible. He ain't fighting Wilder in December because he knows he won't be ready. And if he loses to Wilder, he loses the AJ fight, he loses everything. But listen, maybe he just wants to roll the dice. Good luck to him. I'm just telling you my gut feeling. He didn't want to fight Tony Bellew. He didn't want to fight Dillian White. I don't believe he would fight Wilder until he was ready for that fight, which he's not. But if he wants, maybe he's just had enough. Maybe he just says, you know what, just get me some money and I'll roll the dice and I'm done. If so, good
but
luck.
That's just, that is a
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it
the body punching? I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually he was crying in there.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it the
body
punching? You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him?
Yeah. When did that happen?
And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
absolutely
time?
Absolutely, but I knew you were puffing, you were taking those punches.
Quality of the production.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Boxing Voice Radio. It is a morning edition, so good morning, TBV. We are back. We got another pretty exciting topic to chop up amongst each other. Brendan Schrubs, I'm not going to try to pronounce that twice. I'll just go with Brendan from Below the Belt, a Showtime boxing production podcast. I don't know, but you guys know Brendan. He's like Paulie's boy. I think he's like a former MMA guy. And I know maybe you're scratching your head and you're like, but why are we even talking about this guy? And the reason is, look, Showtime's giving him a platform. People are listening. And I think that this particular topic is pretty relevant. And I would like to hear not only what my co-host has to say, but what the listeners have to say, you know, what the people in the comment section have to say. And I quote, because it's on our YouTube thumbnail, right? So Brendan says, until Joshua, being Anthony Joshua, fights the winner of Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury, it does not matter who he fights next. And, you know, when I seen that, I said to myself, he's absolutely right. I just don't care. I don't care who you're fighting if it's not the winner of this fight. At this point, you've gotten enough whatevers. But I'm not going to go down that lane. I haven't even introduced my fucking co-host. This is what boxing does to me. Isn't it a beautiful day? Glorious, even though it's a bit gloomy over here in New Jersey. You know, I'm looking forward to November when I get to kick up, you know, take a nestcation and just sink my toes in the Dominican sand. But, I mean, enough about me. Let me get to my man, my main man. Not in the Rock, but from the Rock.
I speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
With a stem, two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed, two to stand over.
Turn up.
Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingWizards.com.
Yo. Good morning, boxing junkies. How we doing this morning? TBV back with another one. Hey. Anthony Joshua, don't matter who you fight, or does it matter who you fight? I think it does. Brendan Schaub, he has a digital show on Showtime named Below the Belt. So that's like the proper way to say it. And his last name is Schaub. 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 But anyway, back to the topic at hand. I do care who he fights, even if it's not, I don't say I'm Wilder. So, I mean, I can't say that Schaub speaks for everybody. Sorry.
So you do care. So, like, I think you're interpreting it wrong. What he's saying is, like, if you're not fighting Wilder or Fury, the winner of, no one cares who you fight. So you're saying if he fights Dillian White next.
Big Baby, Dillian White. Daniel Dubois,
man, you, bruh,
I don't, yeah, you can say that shit, but they got a history.
I hear your history, bro. But you think Frank Warren is gonna put a fucking 9-0 kid in?
No. He said it doesn't matter who cares who you fight. So he's talking about if the Barry Hearn said, and the fight doesn't happen to like 2020 or 2021. You telling me 2 years from now, and when Daniel Dubois has like 16 fights, you wouldn't care that he's fighting Anthony Joshua?
Mike, I just need you to stay in reality, bro. Like, why is that a realistic option for Joshua? You know,
not now, of course.
Realistic is Dillian White. And do I care? No. Did Dillian White climb himself out of a defeat and kind of earn title contention? Absolutely. Absolutely, but this is not that discussion. It's not about who deserves a shot. It's about what I want to see. And if you're asking me, do I want to see Dillian White versus Anthony Joshua? No. If you're asking me, am I going to watch it if it's already given to me? Yes.
Dude, I'll definitely watch a Dillian White versus Anthony Joshua. I don't know what you guys smoking on. Like, that's a good fight. Isn't that a good fight? The first fight was extremely entertaining. So the second fight, both guys got better. Hey, let's see it. And then you have
I don't think that you're digesting this correctly.
Yes.
Like you're still
Brendan Schaub said until Joshua fights either Fury or Wilder, the general public or the people over in America can give a fuck about who you're fighting next, right?
Yes.
And I'm from America. You know what I'm saying? I'm American. And I say that you don't speak for everybody when you say that, Brendan. That's all I'm saying.
So you're saying what? You're saying if they say, yo, we fighting Dillian White next, what are you saying?
I'm saying shit. Okay. Let me see it. I want to watch it.
Oh, wow. You're on another. You woke up on the other side of the bed.
No, man. Nah, because listen,
Dillian White and Anthony Joshua get signed. The only way I'm not pointing the finger is if they can prove that, if Fury beat Wilder and now there's a rematch. So Fury has to fight Wilder next. So, okay, obviously Wilder can't fight Joshua. The only way I'm accepting Dillian White, Anthony Joshua is like if Wilder beat Fury and Fury has a rematch and Wilder's stuck in a two-fight deal so he can't fight in April. But like Wilder being available and coming out of this win or Tyson being available and coming out of this win, because this is Brendan Schaub's premise, is if Joshua doesn't face the winner of Wilder versus Fury, he doesn't care who he fights. And I'm of the same notion. It's like I said, yeah, if they give me Dillian, I'm going to watch it, but that's not what I wanted. That's not what I wanted. I mean,
what if Eddie fucked around and like go plucks, if you can't get the Wilder fight made, what if he go plucks Luis Ortiz and say, hey man, you want this title shot?
Homie, it's still not what I wanted. Again, if he gets Luis Ortiz, it will be the same as Dillian White, because I think Dillian White deserves a shot, but he's not next in line. I think Luis Ortiz deserves a shot, but he's not next in line. Stop fucking going around the man that's in front of everybody. That's what I'm saying.
Who's next in line?
The winner of Tyson Fury versus Wilder. That's it. There's only three heavyweights at the top, and then everyone else. So it's whatever position you want to put it. AJ Fury Wilder, AJ Wilder Fury, then Dillian White, or whoever else you want to put there. Because Povetkin just lost. He's going to be out for 90. You know, so who you got? Dillian White? Maybe Joseph? I don't even know if you put Joseph there coming off of two back-to-back losses. You know what I'm saying?
Too soon.
Maybe White. Maybe Big Baby's around there. You know, Adam Wanaki's around there. You know? But, like, what are you talking about? Like, why are you sidestepping? You're going all the way down there? No. Again.
I'm just trying to figure out the way.
I quote from Brendan Schaub, until Joshua fights the winner of Wilder versus Fury, it does not matter who he fights. And that's end quote. But Mike, let me just remind you, because I don't know. Again, you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, because last I checked, every time they interview Anthony Joshua in or out of the ring, he's making faces and rolling his eyes because other people keep getting mentioned. Because you ain't fighting those dudes. And there's a reason I played the audio from this morning, because it's like, all of a sudden Fury's a boring fighter, but you try to get him the Bellew fight. All of a sudden Fury's a boring fighter, but you try to give him a Dillian White fight. All of a sudden Fury's a boring fighter, but you already had an Anthony Joshua domestic super fight plan, and you couldn't come up with the money. The money that you talk so much about. You know what I'm saying? It's always like, oh, Heyman couldn't do this. Wilder couldn't pay Joseph Parker. So why you couldn't pay Fury this time? But now you want to defame Fury, discredit him. And hey, look, I'm not here trying to be an ass kisser, because I'm actually on the side of motherfucking Eddie Hearn, okay? I don't remember the last Fury fight I watched that was cool, except for that. Maybe the Cunningham fight. I did watch that shit. I did watch that. I was eating a steak in a bar, I remember. But that Vlad fight, look, there's no one that's going to make me lie. At gunpoint is the only way. That shit better be cocked and loaded. And then I'll lie and say that Fury Vlad fight was good. But no, he's right. Fury, he ain't putting on exciting shit. But guess what? Wilder is. Wilder, and I'm going to let him know the minute camp open so that there is no discrepancy. You know, because I have nothing to do with the camp, but I'm going to make sure I do my due diligence and say, you got to walk this motherfucker down.
Oh, you
don't let this motherfucker dance around the ring, talking shit, looking like a magician, dangling his jab. You walk him down. You hit him everywhere, and you get him the fuck out of there.
Got to do what Parker couldn't do when he fought Huey Fury. Just cut off the fucking ring and fucking walk his ass down.
No, you got to do what Joshua didn't do to Joseph Parker. He let him out the corners. He kept letting him out. You don't want a 12-round decision.
That's what I said.
It's the heavyweight. We paying for a knockout.
Absolutely.
Watching heavyweights expecting a knockout. And again, it ain't me saying it, but I'm on par with it. And I quote, until Joshua fights the winner of Wilder Fury, it does not matter who he fights. End quote. That's from Brendan Schaub, but I'm right on with that, even though Mike somehow...
Yeah, I mean, I hear Brendan Schaub, but at the same time, I mean, these guys been doing their fucking thing, so why stop now? Real quick, we got a super chat out there from Andre Diakonu. It's not happening in 2019. Get over it. Hearns and Finkel not signing a deal next year. Hearns family not opening the books with PBC in 2019. That's straight up from a guy, Andre Diakonu, so he don't think that Barry or Eddie Hearn is going to do any kind of open up them books and say, let's see what kind of money y'all really generating. And Shelley Finkel came out earlier this week and said what I said Sunday. Why in the fuck would I go meet with Eddie Hearn? They already know what I want. So.
But he's also said until they send a fair deal, that it makes no sense to meet. Like, send a deal and we'll meet. You know, send a deal and we'll meet. But look, enough back and forth. Again, I keep repeating the quote because I don't want these ridiculous comments in the comment section saying, oh, you guys are crazy. This is Brendan Schaub. And what we're doing is having conversation amongst boxing fans. And like my co-host put perfectly this morning, boxing junkies is what we are. And that's why we're all here, because, you know, we're into this shit. We want to debate this shit. You know, I definitely would like to go back and forth with a couple of you AJ fans that try to tell me that he doesn't need or shouldn't fight the winner of the December 1st American heavyweight pay-per-view between Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury. But again, opening up these phone lines. And again, I'm going to quote because I know where these comments will get directed. Until Joshua fights the winner of Wilder versus Fury, it does not matter who he fights. End quote. From Below the Belt, episode 99. I don't even watch this stuff, but it was sent to me and it was interesting. And he has a hell of a fucking studio, so I can dream. Anyway, have a good morning, people. Let's get this thing started.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Let's go out to Dominic in Seattle. Talk to me.
Yo, what's good, guys? Good morning. Hope you guys had your coffee and your egg and muffins. But I believe that whatever Joshua does, and I know that even if he touches his girl a certain way, she don't want to see his next fight probably until he fights Wilder. It's just like nobody, I don't even think news reporters or even the president of Britain, I don't know, even cares about it. It's like nobody cares. And if Dillian White, I actually watched the interview where Dillian White made an agreement, a verbal agreement with Chris Trezor about fighting them next. So that Dillian White might be out the picture. I hope that's out the picture. No one wants to see him beat up on a dude he already beat up. But I also read that...
Well, Dominic, that was a tight fight. He ain't really beat up on Chisora. That was a tight fight.
Yeah, he showed that. About Chisora won.
It was... Chisora won, I think, in my eyes. It was just too close to me, I think. But, I seen an interview where Wilder said he might retire if he loses to Tyson Fury. I mean, I can respect that. And even if he does retire, if he wins, this dude has like 40-something fights. I'm pretty sure his hand is already fucked up and he's ready to give up. You know, he's 40 fights is a lot for a heavyweight. So that's my call.
Yeah, we ain't retiring over here no time soon, homie.
Let's head on out to Skype. We got, actually, looks like our co-host is here calling in via...
Rob from the UK. I knew he couldn't fucking stay away. I care about who he fights. I care about who he fights.
And the main thing we cannot forget is I am the unified heavyweight champion of the world.
Dillian White, Derek Chisora, Big Baby Miller, Joe Joyce, you can all have me, Dominic Brazil, whoever else is in America too, all of it.
BoxingWiz.com. How you doing, fellas? How you doing?
Good day, mate.
Yeah, not bad. First of all, if you want to Wikipedia Brendan Schaub, I think it says comedian is the first thing these days. straight
and
up.
Don't go to his MMA record now. Don't do that to him.
Yeah, let's talk about MMA. He's the only reason showtime is because he was brought in to cover McGregor for the Floyd Mayweather McGregor fight. So I'll pretty much take his boxing opinion, you know, with a pinch of salt. But I don't think
it's about his opinion. I think it's more that his opinion relates with a lot of people.
Yeah, I kind of hear what you say. Like, that's the fight we want. But to say no one will care who it is next if it's not, I don't agree. 127,000 people tuned into the Boxing Voice to hear what we were saying about the Povetkin fight. 84,000 tuned in to see what we were saying about the Wilder-Ortiz fight. So it's, you know, people care. It's, you know, I don't think he can speak on everyone's behalf, you know. Maybe he's just a little bit casual and he just knows this big fight is somewhere down the line if possible. But
Hey, Rob, one moment. Solomon, mute yourself, my friend, or I will have to eject. Anyone on Skype, if I'm not talking to you, you have to be muted, or I will eject you from the call. It's going to be similar to, like, being ejected from an airplane. You'll just feel yourself blast off into nowhereness, and you won't hear anything else.
But, yeah, like I say, the fight we all want is the Wilder fight, you know, so I kind of get where he's coming from, but to say people don't care who's next. I mean, the last caller said the president of the United Kingdom, and he was talking about Chris Jezora. So I don't know if he's too clued up on what's exactly going on, seeing as it's Derek and we have a prime minister. But, you know, maybe it's early and those hours are good in the morning. But it is what it is. I mean, everyone's got an opinion. We all want that fight, but to say no one cares, I think, sir. Reaching a little bit. I guess maybe over there people don't care as much. But obviously over here, Dillian White fights, you know, it's big. He's Dillian White's raised his game and hope, you know, that would be a good fight to watch. But yeah, it's not the one we perhaps want next. But do we don't always get what we want in boxing, right? Not until the business feels it's ready. So I don't know. But it's just Brendan Schaub.
So I guess I gotta ask you the same thing. You care if he fights Dillian White? You care?
I'll watch it.
All right. No, I said I'll watch it too. But do you care?
Yeah, because 22 fights in, Joshua's. I know this would be a repeat. He's already been there and done this one. But I think Dillian's raised his game and make people think it's going to be a much different fight this time. But you know,
So again, Brandon's quote, if there's a winner from Fury Wilder and Joshua doesn't face him, he doesn't care who he fights. So you're saying the same. I just want to.
I care because I'm invested in AJ's career. I mean, do we care what Big Baby's doing next, seeing as he's on the same amount of fights as Joshua, and we know he's got Adamak next and that he wants Manuel Char next? After that, you know, I don't know. I don't particularly care
like
about
you're
that.
Deflecting. You sound like you're deflecting. I remember that in high school. It's like, oh, look at Rob's sneakers. Oh, well, mine's are not as bad as Doomsday's.
No, I don't know.
That's what you just did. That's what you just did. Like, look at AJ's record.
Are you shaming?
Yeah, he is. He's like, look at AJ's record. Why are we forcing him to fight somebody? Look at Big Baby. He's got the same amount of fights, and he's not as on the level of AJ. You AJ maybe. Fans, man. You protectors.
We ride or die.
I see. You prefer dying.
Not at all. We'll see. Yeah. But there's rematch clauses both sides, apparently, so it ain't happening.
Apparently. Everyone's with this apparently.
Oh, it's reported.
No one is reporting.
I mean, I do have a soundbite that a fan...
Listen on Skype, mute yourself. Jesus Christ, Zeus. Rob,
a fan sent to me, but I think it's pretty fucking...
KO'd OG. KO. Okay, I'm going to just call you KO. Mute yourself, buddy. Because you're, you know... It's Rafi's next, and then you. Can you mute yourself, sir? You gonna help us there? Thanks, thank you, buddy. You were saying there, co-host Mike. Mike, all right, and now he's busy, so we'll keep it moving. We'll get out to. Let me see here. We got M Stacks. Holler at me. And he dropped off. All right. We got a bunch of people not getting their shit together. It's too early in the morning. I know who's going to be always available. Rafi, talk to me in the UK.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm on the headphone. Can you hear me okay?
We hear you great.
All right, cool. Who the fuck is that guy?
Who the fuck is that guy?
Who the fuck is Brendan? I know exactly who Brendan Schaub is, man. I got an MMA background. Brendan Schaub was a mediocre MMA fighter and is a mediocre commentator.
Hey, man, look here. You're being too generous. You're being too generous. You call this man mediocre.
You guys love tearing people down, you AJ fans.
Listen, by any standards, Brendan Schaub is Mr. Fucking Average. Sorry for my language.
Bro, he's not average. He's working for Showtime. He's getting paid for his opinion.
He's got a studio set.
He's made it to the mountaintops. Yeah. He gets to interview AJ and Wilder. Easy access, you know?
Yeah.
And guess what? We're all here discussing his opinion. So he's not Mr. Mediocre. He's not Mr. Mediocre.
Okay. That's all cool and the gang. But basically,
have you heard his jokes?
He's over there. We're over here. Who is he to dictate what is a valid fight and what is not? Was the Stavern 2 fight valid? I'll put it to you that
deflection again. This is what AJ fans do. It's like you ask them a question. Let's talk about Stavern. No, we're talking about AJ. Let's stick to the topic. Let's not just talk about AJ vaguely so that you can fucking fluff his balls. All right. Let's talk about if there is a winner between Tyson and Wilder, do you care if AJ fights someone other than the winner?
Okay. If there is a winner between fucking Wilder and fucking Fury, has Wilder not already said that he is not available in April?
Here we go. Listen.
Has he not said that he is not available in April?
Stick to the premise of the show, okay? The premise is until Joshua fights the winner of Wilder versus Fury, it does not matter who he fights. And it does not matter who he fights next. So now your job is to say that I don't feel that way, Ness, because if he fights Dillian White, I actually care. I actually was rooting for Dillian White when he lost the first fight, so I'm glad to see him gain back in the rankings and get another shot at it. But just don't, like, you're saying, oh, did we care about Bermaine Stavern? Did we care? No, bro, like, you guys don't even know how to defend your own guy.
I don't give a fuck about pandering to the B-side. If Dillian White gets the fight next, that's a great fight. That's a great fight. It was a great fight before. And this time it's going to be even better.
I hope you travel for Fury. I said, you're a great caller. I hope you travel for Fury so you could attend our appreciation night in Los Angeles. Where we're having,
I hope I can.
We'll be having like a parade, you know, when Wilder knocks Fury's head back to Ireland. But listen, let me get to some other callers. Thanks for calling in. We're going to go out to, who do we got here? We got Eric in San Francisco. Háblame.
Good morning, guys.
Straight to the point.
I don't care. The only reason I watched the Povetkin fight was because of free trial, and Anthony Joshua's not going to get a dime on me unless he fights the winner of Wilder and Fury. And that's it, man.
Well, Eric, thanks for calling in. Hope you get to work safely. We're going to go out to a number that I do not know because it obviously is a UK number calling in, wasting money instead of Skyping. What's up, Big Baller? Who's this? Big Baller. Hello? Big Baller. You just said...
Hello, are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you, baby. Where you calling in from?
Okay. Oh, sorry. I'm calling from Germany.
Woof. Yo, you know, we got Skype. Next time, just add Nestor Gibbs, NestorGibbs on Skype and call in for free because I'm sure this is a pretty penny unless you're calling on your job's dime. And that'll be cool, too.
No, I'm calling from home. I'm at home. I'm just calling from my house.
Ooh, you got that magic box. Anyway, never mind that. Let us know your name, where you're calling in from. I'm going to play this first-time caller intro, though, because you're a first-time caller, obviously, right? Just say yes or no.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'll play this intro. Yes. You let the world know who you are, where you're calling in from. You could treat this like, you know, you're Wilder walking into the ring to fight Anthony Joshua, except you're not Wilder and you are who you are. So ready, set.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Yeah, my name is Kingsley. I'm calling from Germany.
Kingsley, what's going on, baby? I hope you're going to have a call like a king.
I just want to voice my own opinion. So this guy said nobody cares or something like that. So it doesn't state if it is next. He said nobody cares who Joshua fights. So this fight could be in 2030 or 2040. Nobody cares until then. So it doesn't state next, if they fight next. And again, does it matter who Wilder and the Fury fight next after their fight?
I mean, Kingsley, it sounds like you're deflecting. Now you're saying, does it matter who Wilder versus Fury fight next? Yes, it matters, because we are expecting the winner to face Anthony Joshua. Like, roads lead to Joshua.
Fight here in Germany too. We all want to see it here in Germany, but this guy doesn't say if it is next. He just said nobody cares. But I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Mike, where you at?
I'm just listening to this guy, man. Hey, I'm agreeing with him. Who is that guy to say nobody cares, bro? Who the fuck is Brendan Schaub? Is somebody that? Never mind. I ain't gonna bash him like that.
I can't even believe that that's the standpoint that certain people are taking. It's like, who is he? It's not about who is he. It's about the statement. Does the statement hold any value? Does the statement
have too broad of a statement, though?
What you mean, bro? Do you fucking care if he don't fight Joshua, if he don't fight Fury or Wilder next? That's the bottom
line. I do care. He's a champion, man. We all care who Joshua's going to fight next. Even the people who say, hey, I don't give a fuck who he's fighting. You guys are fucking lying, because you guys are going to tune in and fucking watch it.
About? We care if he does fight the winner. We do not care if he don't fight the winner.
Okay, and you'll be watching and doing a fucking live fight chat on it too.
Because I'm a fucking boxing junkie.
Okay, then. There's one little part of you that gives a shit.
Okay, so you're saying they could serve you slop for dinner and you go,
bro. So you said, now you're taking my fucking words and just twisting it up. I ain't eating this shit.
You're absolutely right. I don't want to eat this shit. Don't serve me shit. Give me filet motherfucking mignon, or give me a New York strip. Give me churrasco made by a Cuban, okay? Don't give me bullshit. I seen Dillian Whyte versus Anthony Joshua. I don't need that. And there isn't any other name sexy enough that matter enough. Stop lying to everybody.
I mean, it's some history out there, man. You got Big Baby talking about his mama. He may want to avenge that discrepancy.
We're saying that.
If the Wilder fight can't be made.
No. Because people give Dillian Whyte shit because he only fought Lucas Brown until he fought Joseph Parker. So how could you justify Big Baby? No. It's crazy to me. As a Wilder fan, too, just think about this. For like the last 10 years, it's like, oh, who Wilder fought? Who Wilder fought? Fight after fight, who Wilder fought? Who Wilder fought? Now, all of a sudden, you telling me Big Baby has fought the appropriate names to deserve an Anthony Joshua fight?
No. What I am saying, you can't just ask me a question and not be able to get my answer out, though. You feel me?
Why you putting his name in the hat then if you don't deserve it?
I'm trying to tell you. Who is Big Baby being co-promoted by? Oh, shit. That's right. Fucking Eddie Hearn. What is he fighting on? God damn it. Mike, you right again. He fighting on motherfucking other zone. So what's likely to happen if the fucking Dillian Whyte and fucking Wilder fight or Fury can be made? Hey, you talking about who gives a fuck? I'm telling you the fucking facts.
No, did you
fact though? Big facts.
Did you forget? Until you find a headline that says Anthony Joshua re-signed, Anthony Joshua was a free agent as of September 22nd. He is no longer with the zone. It was a one fight deal.
It don't matter. It was a goddamn one and a half fight deal. They gonna start selling his fights over here in America to the highest bidder. And the highest bidder probably gonna be the zone or fucking HBO. That's the fucking game plan from here on out. So let's fight over here to the highest bidder. And if they don't sell that shit, it'll be on Sky Box Office, which everything's on Sky is on what? It's on what, Ness? Everything's on Sky, Ness. It's on what?
I think Mike got a cryptocurrency spell.
Now he asked my question. I feel
Mike got a cryptocurrency
spell. Next caller, baby. Next caller.
From Matchroom Boxing USA this morning. I'm telling you.
I got a what bet from you?
You got a cryptocurrency email from Matchroom.
Oh, Boxing. Shit. Well, that's probably why I was still sleeping with her.
No, that's something. Let me see. We're going to go to KO on Skype. Talk to me. Where you calling in from, buddy?
Calling from London.
London, what up? Talk to us.
Yes, so I'm just going to say Joshua needs to fight a top 10 contender, really. If he doesn't fight Fury.
He just did. Shit. And before that, too. And before that, too. And before that, too.
It seems like there's a two-way rematch, isn't it? But really, he's going to fight him next year. Because whoever wins, they'll have to fight each other again. I don't understand why there's a two-way rematch. Because Wilder is a champion. He doesn't have to give a rematch to Fury. So why is there a two-way rematch? It just shows that they really don't want to fight Joshua. So Joshua's career is not defined by Wilder or Fury.
Hey, hold on, bro. Hold on. Just because there's a two-way rematch don't mean that they don't want to fight Joshua. That just means that I'm gonna take this away from Eddie Hearn couple months back when Caleb Truax beat Daniel Gale. He was like, "You would be a fool not to have your champion a rematch clause." So that's just good business.
No, it's not good business. If you really want to fight Joshua, you wouldn't give a voluntary a rematch. That's not good business.
Yes, it is, bro. What if the voluntary beat you? I'm pretty sure Joshua had a fucking rematch clause for Povetkin or for Parker. Absolutely, Parker.
He didn't
absolutely attacking him. Come on, bro. Get out here with that bullshit.
Voluntaries, when you're fighting your mandatory, then you don't require a rematch clause.
Bruh, Eddie Hearn has already okay. For instance, who was the fighter that Eddie Hearn had a mandatory for? They had a rematch clause in this fucking thing. Linares? Was it a Linares versus a Crawler? Because they ran it back, right?
But to be fair, what
because happened? You don't know because you don't watch boxing every day like I do.
We're talking
so your business is putting a rematch clause in a contract.
If there is a two-way rematch clause, then they're not going to fight next year. Because they're going to fight again. So Joshua's career is not defined by them. He's just.
Are you a manager now? Are you Fury's manager or like publicist or something like that? You got his.
I'm just.
You got a schedule. What measured out for next year? I'm just asking a question, bro. I mean, like you seem to know more than I do about the sport. So I'm trying to figure out what day Fury's going to be fighting next year so I can go ahead and make my travel plans.
Well, it is a spontaneous show, so we're not giving out 3 minutes. But, KO, thanks for calling. We're going out to Rick in Denver. Talk to me.
I think the English fans need to realize that Deontay Wilder having a rematch with Fury, and if he beats him both times, the English A-side becomes the fucking B-side. If my American fighter has Fury on his resume twice,
Rick,
with two wins and Luis Ortiz, there's no way he's gonna have such a following after both of those the rematch and the first fight. I could see him doing two pay per views, selling quite well, maybe 800,000 here stateside at $65 to $85 a piece. Man, his bargaining in that negotiation room is going to be empowered a lot with both of those fights. And for me, the only fight that would be acceptable that I would be willing to fucking watch if it's not Wilder or Fury would be Ortiz and AJ. That is the only one I would be interested in seeing, period. I think the English fans are siding with Brendan Schaub's viewpoint.
Rick, thanks for calling in. Listen, everybody's getting that minioto because we got a hella callers calling in, and it's a spontaneous show. We're going out to M Stacks. Let's see if we're going to get this right this time. Talk to me. M Stacks. And he's gone. All right, let's try. Who do we got here? Hold on a minute. Shit.
Well, all speaking right. about
Idris in the UK. Sorry about that, Mike.
Are you cool?
Yo, you hear me? What happened? Yo.
I hear you.
Yeah, man. Listen, man. Brendan Schaub, what the fuck does he know, man? And that last caller, man, he sounded like Ludabella, man. I think that was Ludabella, man. Listen, you know who he's signing for, yeah. AJ, what do you want him to do, man? AJ is more than a fighter at this moment, isn't it? Like, he's an organization. Like, steps need to be made for the next fight. Like, Wilder and that don't want to get patterned. Like, they're not even trying to... The least they should do is explain the details of their contract if it's a two-way fight. If it's a two-way fight, if it's two-fight deal, like, why are they going to just...
Yo, Idris, there's a gag order, remember? And Frank Warren made that clear. The press conference. I was live in Belfast for Fury's fight. He made that clear. He made that clear. So why you guys still mad? He said, we can't talk about it.
Yeah, well, they can because they're the ones insinuating that AJ's ducking when all of
No, he can't talk about it. No, he can't talk about it. You know what you got to do? You got to motherfucking root for Deontay. Even though you don't want Deontay to win, you got to root for Deontay. You know why? Because if Deontay wins, there is no fucking rematch.
I hope so. I hope so. But then again,
I don't believe that Fury has a rematch. We're like, what is he rematch? Like, what he, how do he get a rematch? Like, if he
what if that does happen? What if the conference comes out next week?
Well, if that happens, listen,
Ben
that,
Davidson says,
no, listen,
fight,
listen, if that happens, if that happens, it's all Joshua's fault.
Yeah, but okay, how come his trainer, the closest person?
Listen
to
me, but you're not listening. You're not listening. I said, if that is true, it's...
We have to assume it's true. I'm pretty sure.
All right, but Idris, but if it's true, it's Joshua's fault. He forced Deontay into this contract.
This is unbelievable. I can't believe what you're saying. But, like,
wait a minute. So did he not try to negotiate with Anthony Joshua first?
Okay, and then?
Did he not take everything that Anthony Joshua offered him? Is that not what you heard on the zone?
Without signing the contract.
Man, oh my God. You know what?
I'm done with you. What the fuck are you talking about? Listen, man, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, the contract was on the table. Why didn't he sign it? Everything he agreed for.
Sure. I'm going to sign 15 flat, which he signed to. 15 flat. No, he did. He did sign that. He did sign it. And remember, they sent it back and said about the venue and date. Okay? Don't forget that.
Who the venue and date was going to be? It was going to be, everyone knows. Why? Now you're just being dumb because you're trying to act dumb.
Oh my God. Remember. I know that you're an AJ fan, so you have very fickle memory. But remember that Deontay signed for the September 22nd fight.
Tell me what you think would have happened if Wilder signed that contract and sent it back. Tell me your views. What exactly would have happened? Just tell me. Don't sidetrack it. I want your opinion.
I don't understand what you're asking me.
No. Let's just say Wilder signed that contract them times, yeah? Sent it back. What do you think would have been happened next?
Well, what happened was
that... What would have happened?
What happened was that Shelly Finkel said that he wasn't going to sign because there was a no rematch clause, remember?
If they had signed it, what
remember? Did you forget?
No, but they already agreed on that. Everything. That was no problem. I'm saying if they had signed the contract then and there,
Idris,
what would have happened?
Your 3 minutes is up, but you know what? You need to go Google because you're forgetting that the fact that there was no rematch for Deontay was the biggest hiccup in the contract. Not the money, not the flat fee. He accepted that. So you really need to read. Like, get your life together. Donald in Richmond, California, talk to me.
What's up? Man, this shit is crazy because when you say, man, if Joshua doesn't fight the Wilder or Fury, you know, you don't care. And it's kind of like a bad case scenario. It's like you might go to jail, and then when you get in jail, you're going to be in there. You're going to be like, I ain't eating this fucking bullshit. And then you're going to sit in that motherfucker for a few days, and you're going to starve. And I guarantee you in the next 3 or 4 days, you're going to be eating that bullshit they're giving you. So it's kind of like they're gonna starve you out. It's like that's not what you want, but you really ain't got no choice because you're hungry. So you're gonna eat the bullshit that they're going to feed you. But on a whole nother note, it's like
But as a boxing fan, Donald, you're entitled. You're entitled to say.
I know we are.
You're
no,
entitled.
Are,
you're entitled to say, yeah, I'm gonna watch it, but that's not what I want. Because you're a boxing fan. What, you supposed to not watch it? You're supposed to boycott something you love? Like that's stupid to me.
I know. But in my opinion, it's like I don't see anyone else in the rankings that would really get me up to be like wanting to watch the Joshua fight. I mean, I'll accept the Dillian White fight again because I do feel like Dillian White's got a little bit better. And who's to say that? I mean, I'm pretty sure that if Dillian White and Joshua fights again, I'm sure Dillian White will give Joshua a much more harder fight. I don't know if he'll beat him. And I'll accept the Ortiz. So the only two fights that I would look to see if Joshua doesn't fight the winner of Wilder and Fury would be either Ortiz or Dillian White. Other than that, who cares?
Cut it. M Stacks on Skype.
Can you hear me now, Ness?
Yeah, the problem is clear. I went to you on Block Talk. You calling in on two different places got me going back and forth like a ping pong. But go ahead, clock ticking.
Well, I think the Joshua fans taking your who cares out of context. To be honest, I mean, of course, boxing fans are gonna watch whoever he fights. Because that's what
but they're doing that selectively for their argument. They know that. That's what I keep repeating. Like, yo, you could say you don't care, but still watch the fight because you're a fucking diehard. We're diehards.
When you care, you know what I'm saying? You're trying to find tickets for the fucking fight. If you can't find tickets for the fight, you're taking off work to order this pay-per-view. You plan your whole day. You tell your wife, hey, no, I'm not doing no damn picnic. For the kids, Wilder and Joshua fighting today. You know what I'm saying? But if Joshua fights someone like Dillian White, you're gonna watch that on replay. You might not even catch the fight till a week later on the replay. You might not even care. You might forget. Oh shoot, they are fighting this weekend. But when you do care, you're watching that fight. You're watching it live. You're telling your friends. You're telling your mama, your sister, you're telling everybody, yo, come watch this fight with me. It's going to be a knockout. So I know what you mean when you say,
cut it. I hate that you cut it. I'm trying to be consistent with this clock. I hate that.
All right, real quick. Yeah, we got to
call in. But I did give you more than the minute, M Stacks. I know you had trouble calling in. Go ahead.
We got a super chat from Kaz. I've never seen such defense of cowardice in my life. A Duckin' J. These lames try to rewrite all of the norms of boxing. A duck is a fucking duck.
Oh man, Kyle's always coming at the poor AJ fans.
He's going at his head.
Yep. So who do we got? We got Brandon in.
Brandon Shop. The shot,
Brandon in North Carolina. Talk to me.
Come on, North Carolina, Petey Pablo style. Hey, all I'm saying is the fight should happen, and I'm really concerned about Joshua because I'm worried because he's not. Every time you bring up Wilder, it seems like he gets very timid and shy. And I know the first time they asked him in the ring, they said, hey, and he said, Wilder. But now it's like you talk about him, he gets real shy. And if I was in AJ's corner, I would tell them to go ahead and fight. To fight Wilder after the Fury fight, if it's possible. I mean, because AJ's getting better, but I think Wilder's hit his peak. I don't think he's going to get any better. He's a good fighter, but I don't think he's going to get any better. Is Wilder going to start setting traps and stuff with his punches? No. I mean, all you gotta do is watch out for that Scud missile with in his right hand. So I say fight him.
Everybody talks sweet, boy. Everybody talks sweet till they get in that motherfucking ring, and it's a whole different thing, bro. I'm telling you, man. You say he don't set traps. You say he ain't got this. He ain't got that. All right.
He's gonna mess around. Wilder's gonna get better, and the later he keeps waiting, the better Wilder's gonna get. I think he's gonna get smarter. I say fight him now before this dude actually learn how to do some extra stuff. Because right now he's just got a right hand. 1-2 punch. Left, right. And he's got better with his jab.
Cut it. Cut it. Cut it.
Brandon, thanks for calling in. We're going out to Michael on Skype.
Hey guys, yeah, I'm not happy with you guys today. You guys deserve a little slap in the wrist. Yeah,
because, why you say that?
You're giving this Brendan Schaub, this dude, some airtime he doesn't deserve. You know, because this is the problem that you have when you have someone like an MMA guy talking about no one don't care if AJ doesn't fight Wilder. How can we take his opinion seriously? He's MMA. He's not going to say that to Conor McGregor and MMA guys. But he'll say that about boxing. Do you know what I mean? That's why I get pissed off when people like him come and criticize.
Okay. I see where you're going.
You know what I mean? And number two,
I see where you're going.
People do care who AJ and Wilder fight. You know, obviously we're frustrated because obviously everyone wants to see the Wilder fight, but the fight is going to happen. Because other than the Pacquiao in those days, the pressure is going to get so much, and there's not much depth in the heavyweight division that eventually they're going to have to fight. You know, and AJ's team. So I'm walking at the moment. AJ.
I don't care if it's are you walking, fucking. What are you doing?
yeah, that's the gym. But AJ has got to have less people to fight, and Wilder's not going to have alternatives to fight. So eventually they're going to fight each other. So I just found it annoying that this guy keep on talking about boxing, and this dude is willing to take it.
Cut it. D in the South.
Pause, please.
It was good. All right, hey, listen. Everybody tell me rematch. After Wilder whip his ass, for all we know, Jerry might go in another damn... relax or some shit. I hope he don't, but who's to say Fury and them even gonna want a rematch after Wilder whips his ass? You know? Because that's what's gonna happen. Ness.
I'm here.
That's what's gonna happen. He can knock Fury ass clean up, and I don't think they can want a damn rematch directly right after that. That's all I got to say about this, man. I can't wait.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. Legendary Boxer, talk to me. Oh, shit. Sorry, Legend Boxer. Hold on. See, this is what happens. Hey, Stainless, I seen you two calls ago. I'm so sorry. You know, in the past, I had someone else man in that.
You got attention deficit right there.
What?
You'll get it when Stainless intro plays.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying, I seen him two calls ago. And he's ringer status, but like, it's gonna take some time to get used to punching in these names myself.
I sent you that the email with about what the lady said. I'm just saying.
I ain't see. Resend it. Oh God. We probably spoke about it.
But yeah, we did.
How long ago that was? Come on, be real. Yeah,
I got you.
Straight to the point for those with attention deficit. I'm so repetitive, son, so I gotta repeat. Stainless from the streets to the deep. I'm coming with that heat. All you need to know about me, I'm coming with that heat.
Yo, TBV, what's up, baby? How y'all doing?
Another day, another podcast.
Man, I feel like, man, that's why I'm all good on my morning blunt and I guess free smoking with y'all niggas right quick. Straight on to the topic, man. Does it matter who he fights next? Nah, it don't. I mean, as long as his name is Anthony Joshua and he continues to do fights at the O2 Arena in the UK, he's going to sell at least 50,000-60,000 tickets guaranteed. I mean, people kept saying they didn't want to see the Povetkin fight and then they sold 82,000. So, anything possible. I mean, we all want to see this fight next year. Is it going to happen next? Hopefully. I mean, that's all we can do is hope for the best and keep going. But two things. Ness, you were so right to give Mike. That's your Deontay Wilder pitbull. You ain't even got to say nothing now. Like, Mike be on them callers. And second, man, ain't it like tea time in the UK or did they just miss that? These niggas is wild and mad as hell early in the day and shit. What's going on over there? Man, as I always say, please make sure that you push the thumbs up. Share this in every episode of the Boxing Voice Podcast. I'm going to push one so I can get back in when I feel like it. Peace.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Listen, we're getting a lot of callers on Skype. You got to send a friend request. There's no way I can add you. It's not that I want to be your friend or that I have a thing and want a bunch of friends, you know, like look like I have a bunch of friends on my friend list. If you're not my friend, you can't join an already existing group conversation. Hopefully everyone in the world listens to this particular episode at this particular moment and gets this so I don't have to repeat it over and over and over.
It's probably won't happen, but
90 seconds.
All right, let's get to Legendary Boxeador.
Legendary, what's up, baby?
Watch you don't stay on topic. Seven six zero six zero.
He's playing basketball or some shit.
760. Isn't this Legendary Boxer?
60 seconds.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. I first say I know Legendary wasn't a hooper.
Yeah, man. What's up? Hey, I'm calling because you know what? The whole point of this thing to me is straight up, man. Joshua needs to fight Wilder. You already mentioned Wilder's name. You went and did that poll. We all know Wilder won a percentage. So now you got to fight him. You need to be in L.A. You know what I mean? I'm from L.A. What's up? Nixon Gardens. You need to be in L.A. so we could boot the shit out of you. You know what I mean? Make the fight bigger. And that's what's need to be done. No questions asked. If you don't do that, then you a ducker, homie. Straight Doc Queen Duck. Donald Duck. All them.
Yo, what was your name again?
10 seconds.
KZ Kenzie. KZ. You know, I've been following y'all for a while. I see y'all when y'all come to L.A. because I'm going to be there for sure. Run them squad.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. He said KZ Kingsley or KZ. Did you hear it, Mike?
KZ.
I know, but he said something else after that, like KZ.
Yeah, I can. KZK.
It was going to be KZ from Cali, baby.
Goddamn right. He said, hey, come out there. Hey, Jason, we can boo the shit out your ass. Mm-hmm. Hey, them folks from Cali don't give a fuck. Shout out to them niggas.
Let me see what we got on Skype here about Trish people. And
oh, Tria, y'all.
Let's see who's here. Fucking Skype. All right. So we got Robert. Talk to me.
Roberto.
Yeah, it's Rob's from the UK. I've got to say, I think the question is a bit black and white, I've got to say. You know, it's not as black and white as it's actually been proposed. So we have to admit, if it ain't Tyson Fury or if it ain't Wilder, it's not gonna be, we're not gonna care as much, but definitely people are still gonna care. So like if it was Dillian White, for example, I personally don't want that fight next. I think we can wait like a year, 2 years for that fight, if I'm honest. But Dillian White knows how to sell a pay-per-view. He knows how to sell a fight when he wants to sell a fight. That's what made their first fight so big in the first place in the UK, and that's what put Joshua over. Secondly, I think the next guy that people would care about is if he was going to fight Luis Ortiz. If he's going to fight Luis Ortiz, then, you know, like people will care because there's a direct comparison between both Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua. Like outside of them two, I don't think people are really going to care that much. But like one of the other callers said before, they'll still watch it. But if it's those two, the ability for White to sell a pay-per-view, and when it comes to Lewis, because people still consider him as one of the best in the division, then definitely I think people will care about those two fights right there. Other than that, like no one cares about Big Baby Miller, even though he's got a big mouth and he can kind of sell it. Like I don't think anyone wants to see that because he needs to fight some quality contenders first, you know?
Well, so, all right, yeah. Brother. Thank you for calling in, Robert. We're going to go out to our ringer in New York City. Jabron, what's going on?
What's going on, TVV? Just wanted to vent, basically. Thanks for putting in that good work. I don't understand why the UK fans are so upset. I'm upset because the contradiction. Ness did an interview with Eddie Hearn speaking about Deontay Wilder and Fury selling a million pay-per-view buys. Then he comes out this past week saying Deontay has to sign the fight by December 1st. How is that possible if he fights on December 1st? How will you be able to get the pay-per-view numbers? So I'm just tired of the whole situation. Go Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury. Let the best man win, and we'll see what happens after that. If you're watching on YouTube, let's hit them likes. Hit the like button and sign up to Patreon. And that's my call. I'm out.
Appreciate it, big homie.
Calling in, brother. Thanks for calling in. We're going out to Carmelo in Chicago. Talk to me.
It's mad. It's mad. Like what AJ would say. Barry Hearn getting punked by Frank Warren because he's the truth being told. Eddie out here making bullshit statements talking about he needs to get the fight. How are you making the fight when the man about to fight in December 1st? All y'all AJ fans need to go put on your AJ leggings. Go to get your AJ beach towels out. Go lay out on the beach. Get you a nice tan and start fucking around. These are DuckTales. That's my call.
Well, thank you for calling in, Carmelo. Let me connect with about two more Skypers that have been calling in and sent friend requests. Don't know if we can trust these usernames, so be prepared for some vulgar language.
Hey, man, it's UK. They calling in for their homie. Damn, so, Cardi B.
Oh, you on Cardi B page? What's going on with you?
I was looking at, I was doing some investigating reporting.
Oh,
IG, but Cardi B came across my goddamn screen, so I had to put it down.
Okay. All right, so it looks like everyone is connected now. We'll see, can't we get to them? And we have, yeah, this is going to be dangerous. All right.
What's the first name?
We're going to go with CO. You're up.
Criminal officer.
Where are you calling in from, my friend?
I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
D-Town, what's up, big homie?
Hey, brother.
My name is Isaac.
Take it away, Isaac.
Yes. I'm a boxing fan, and I've been listening to you guys. You guys have been doing a very, very good job, and I give you guys kudos. I think about Wada and Anthony Joshua. It is more complex because we seem to forget the fact that a champion is a champion. And it wants to take a big risk to be able to sell yourself the way Anthony Joshua did. But we forgot that Deontay Wilder had the chance, the biggest chance so far, to be what Anthony Joshua is right now. But he neglected and ducked all these big fighters. He couldn't fight.
Hey, I know what it is. You from Nigeria, ain't you?
You couldn't. Even in America.
Are you Nigerian? Come on, man. Keep it real.
Except.
Lucifer. You don't answer that question.
That man needs to sign the contract and fight Anthony Joshua. All this Tyson Fury, whatever, is just a logic of talking. Deontay Wilder is after the money. If he
is this F.A. Ajaba?
If he believe he can beat Joshua, sign the contract for any money. Knock him out in round one. Then you become undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. The lies, Fury will never be ready for Wilder. Who wants to see that? That will never be entertaining. Nobody will enjoy that. He should face the fact. You all his friends, brother, telling the truth. Joshua are taking
tell the truth. Tell anyway. The truth.
Yeah.
You're talking that shit about for Joshua, boy. Y'all, boy, Nigerians came out, British people came out. I feel you. I feel you.
Is that he could do no wrong, bro. He could do no wrong. He's God's son. You know what I mean?
I like Wilder. You got the biggest right hand so far. It's a very good fighter. But the fact that he couldn't take the chance before now, even if he wants to fight with Joshua, he shouldn't come up with hatred every day, whatever he does. He's not an Olympic gold medalist. Joshua is,
Tyson Fury mess in same form. He should have been the biggest star right now. So you guys are not talking about the cocaine, the 2.5 years layoff. Now he's coming back to fight. Why can't he face a big challenge before WADA? Why can't he fight Dillian White?
Because your homeboy from Nigeria, Anthony Joshua, did not want to fight in September. He was like, nah, bro, I want to fight you in April. Let me fight you in April. So, shit, Fury said, I can have you Americans talking shit about my British public, you know what I'm saying, calling us pussy. So I got to pick the ball up, you know what I'm saying, and go fight Deontay Wilder. And that's what happened.
They're saying in the chat that you're AJ's uncle. Listen, let me get to another caller. CO, thanks for calling in. What did he say his name was? You should change your screen name, buddy, so we could have you in.
CO, yeah.
I called him CO because that's what the Skype shows. But, you know, CO is only the initials of the first and last name. Just like our next one, which is ST, have no clue. Prepare yourself.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, Sterling. This is Sterling.
Sterling. London. What's going on, brother?
Yeah, respect to your channel. First time calling in. I just want to say that to your question, I think that at the end of the day, the UK fans clearly think differently from the American fans, clearly. Joshua will always have Wembley and will always sell out for the next two or three fights. The issue is, obviously, we want to see Wilder. I want to see Wilder fight. I want to see if he can survive his big right-hand bomb, and I want to see if he can take AJ's punishment as well, because at the end of the day, they're the two best fighters. The Fury and Wilder make sense, because at the end of the day, like you say, there are only three top heavyweights out there, and I just hope there is no rematch clause for Fury. But if there is, then clearly the UK fans will next like to see Dillian White. Although me personally, I don't want to see that fight, because I know AJ will beat him again. I just feel that Wilder is the one that we want to see. But at the same time, Brendan, he's got his opinion. But we know that AJ is the man, is the A-side. And hopefully, if Wilder knocks him out, which I'm hoping, then, yeah, he can come to the negotiating table and hopefully get maybe a 60-40 split. Happy days for everybody else. That's what I want to say today.
Sterling, happy thanks days. For calling in. Hope to hear you back on the program more regularly. We got through it. It's funny because I knew that this particular topic would cause this type of reaction, because I think that we care and we don't. And what I mean by that is that there's obviously going to be a contingency of people that do care, and there will be a bunch of us that don't. But we will all watch all three of these men's next fight, for sure. So, Mike, how you
doing? I don't know. Rob just came through and put some stupid shit in chat. Just a question. What if Joshua White is for White's WBC belt and WBC calls Joshua as mandatory?
Man, please stop giving fucking Anthony Joshua crutches.
I'm trying to tell you,
bro. It's like laying out little crumbs. It's like, well, don't get so mad, because at least this ties him to Wilder in some way.
Make the fucking deal.
We might get it next fight. If he gets this fight, we might get the hell out of here. You guys, this is what I'm saying. UK people will eat whatever. They'll take whatever. I'm telling you. You know what? Let me not even say it. You guys need to wake up and smell the cafezino, all right? I'm your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Don't forget, you can hit the thumbs up button now, later, tomorrow. It doesn't matter, but it helps with the visibility of the show. Not only that, we need those 5-star reviews on iTunes. We need those 5-star reviews on iTunes. We need to remain numero uno, because you guys made us there. You know, he put us there. All these international calls they called in today, do your due diligence and drop your 5-star review in your respected iTunes network, okay? Because everyone's country is different, and those reviews are spread across the world, which, you know, is actually individualized. So I want to see, you know, a very strong number from the UK as well as from Nigeria. Let's go, AJ. Bring him in. And where's Wilder Sage, man? He's like some sort of, I think he claimed Nigerian too, right? I remember when I was in the gym. Had the dreads. Remember he had the dreads?
Yeah.
Wilder out with them dreads. I ain't even.
Forgot what he, I'm glad he cut the motherfuckers off.
You know he ain't had a cut. That shit was fake hair. So like,
I know. I know the way.
He was shooting a movie. Say he was shooting a movie. So it was part of an outfit. He was shooting a movie, and it was a prop. All right, that was a prop.
Long ass prop. But look here, man.
I think Stainless. Did you want back? Oh shit. You was trying to get back in?
Yeah, I come back in. Yeah, I was trying to come back in, man. That's the show, man. This fight is so polarizing. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody is really choosing sides, man. It's good to see. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I've been waiting for. And I'm sure that's what the world been waiting for. So, as I always say, man, big ups to y'all, because I don't know. It's like 9:30 in the morning here at the 9:45. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all cats been going hard, you know what I'm saying, since early. So, you know what I'm saying? Thumbs up to you if you haven't pushed the thumbs up button. Do that shit now. Don't wait till you see this shit again. Do that shit now. Man, as I always say, please make sure you push the thumbs up and share this in every episode of the Boxing Voice Podcast. TBV for life. Peace.
Peace. On that note, goodbye to everybody.
Hey, let me give my shouts real quick.
Yeah, I was just make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel so you get those notifications, because Mike is a true soldier. He's always ready to go live. So, you know, as the news breaks, we bringing it to you.
Hey, big shout out to my guy, Money Powell IV, who had a fight last night on Facebook, Fight Night Live. He did what he's supposed to do, you know what I'm saying? You know, it seems a little flaws in there, but he's still young. He's still improving. And one thing you guys should definitely go check out.
Did you watch all the card or just your boy's card? Because, you know,
I watched.
Coffee was on there. He fought a heavyweight. He was like the third fight.
Yeah, I watched the fight. And then the fucking main event. Oh, my God. You talking about a fight, bro? These motherfuckers, it's only 8 rounds. And they were at 140 pounds. But these guys were fucking fighting. Like, blood, all that shit. Knockdown, all that shit, bro. Like, these guys fucking going at it. Very, very good.
Let me address this guy. He's obviously, like, wants to. And you know what? Bayside, I'm not even going to address it. If you want that spoken of, call in. Call in. Goodbye. Have a nice night.
Follow me on IG, Gross1911, or on Twitter, Gross2312. Peace out.
I'll be with those.